Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. In the previous shir, we spoke of the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. That Rashi holds that my chazis is teaching you, my chazis, who says that your blood is redder? Maybe his blood is redder. So Rashi says that it's telling you as follows, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Jews. He loves living Jews. So therefore he tells us to do everything we can to stay alive. And that means even to be mevatel mitzvahs. But if anyway somebody's going to die, so since anyway somebody's going to die, so there's no reason to be mevatel mitzvahs anymore. So therefore Reuven is not allowed to kill Shimon to stay alive. Because who says Reuven's life is more valuable? Maybe Shimon's is. And you can't say that he's allowed to do an Aveira in order to stay alive, because anyway somebody's going to die. God loves Jews. So Reuven can't kill Shimon, because who says that Reuven's better than Shimon? And normally you do an Aveira to stay alive, but not here, because that doing an Aveira to stay alive is only because God loves Jews. But here, anyway, there's going to be a dead Jew. Chas v'shalom. So in the Mela, we say don't do the Aveira. Now you go back to the standard, don't do Averis thing. And you can't say that you're better than him and therefore you should stay alive, so therefore just be passive and one has to be killed. Now we said based on that, there's no room to be a chalik between Sheval Tais and Kumbase like we saw in Taisvis. Because the Svar of Maichazis is not a reason not to kill. The Svar of Maichazis is a reason not to be over an Aveira. It goes back to doing an Aveira. So if it's an Aveira, even the Sheva Al-Taisa, then you're not allowed to do the Aveira. Akopanim, that's Shitas Rashi. And according to Rashi, it applies to all mitzvahs. Who are then mitzvahs Atzela? If not the Xeris HaKosev, then it solves Nafsho Kodemes, then you would save your friend first. Because you have a mitzvah to save your friend. And you just have a special Xeris HaKosev, Chayecha Kodman, that if you have one jug of water in the desert and you have the water, so you don't have to give it to your friend, you take it for yourself. That's a special Xeris HaKosev, otherwise you'd have to give it to your friend. Because you're not allowed to do an Aveira, you're not allowed to be Vatel and Mitzvah, in order to stay alive, if anyway somebody's going to die. So that's all the Das Rashi. However, Das Taisus, we saw that the Xeris HaKosev, Chayecha Koidman, is not telling us that you save yourself, that it's Xeris HaKosev. That's Atzelos Nafsho Kodemes, but rather it's a gilui to be lafuke misvaras Rashi. Tells that Rashi is not correct. Shelegabe Shamayim, Rashi learns that as far as in Shamayim, they don't distinguish between my life and my friend's life. In Shamayim, we're all Jews. They want us all to live. They, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wants us all to live. We're monotheists. We live one God. So God wants us all to live. That's beautiful. That's Rashi. Tosfos holds that Chayecha Kodman, that your life comes first. God wants me to live more than my friend. God wants me to live more than my friend. Ulegabov nafsho hizo hayikara. Mishum nafsho nitches hamitzvah. In other words, when we say that you have to save your life, you have one jug of water, it's because my pikuach nefesh is docha my friend's life. Rashi doesn't hold my pikuach nefesh or docha my friend's life. Rashi holds that it's a special xeris hakosev that it's selis nafsho kodemus. But Tosis holds no. The pikuach of my nefesh, saving my life, is docha my friend's life. And not mitzad the inyan klali of nafsho shel Yisrael, like Rashi holds. But anyway, God loves Jews, and here Zegzeris HaKosev, that you should save yourself and not your friend. It's not what it's about, according to Tosfos. It's because God loves me particularly, and therefore my life is docha my friend's life. And that's why if the one jug of water, so because of my pikuach nefesh, I drink the water, even though that means my friend's going, chas v'shalom, to die. And that bet by Ritzicha, we'd say, Harek Val Yavor, and there's no heter of Pikuach Nefesh, that's because of the Svar of Maichazis. In other words, the svar of Ma'achazis is prevents the heter of pikuach nefesh. Now there's no heter of pikuach nefesh anymore, because who says that my life is better than my friend's life? So Mamela, I have no right to take my friend's life. Normally, God loves me, so my life is docha, my friend's life. But here, if it means me killing my friend, so then that I'm not allowed to do, because my chazis. Who says I'm allowed to do a maisa to kill my friend? Maybe his soul is more beloved to God than mine. But Sheval Taisa, Taisa says, we don't have such a svar. Sheval Taisa, there is no svar of my chazis. You're being passive. So as long as you're not actively killing your friend, V'chai gavne yavar v'ayaharik. And this is all built, like we said in the explained in the previous year. This is all a sikum of the previous year. So we saw that this is all built on the drasha of Rabbi Akiva. Drasha of Rabbi Akiva Chaycha Kodman says that my pikuach nefesh is very valuable in the eyes of Hashem. And therefore, as long as the svar of my chazis doesn't apply, I have to do everything I can to save my life. Which means even if it means that my friend is going to be killed and I'm going to be passive, so I should still do so because there's no svar of my chazis. The svar of my chazis only applies when I'm being active. And that's how we answered Reb Chaim's kasha, that Tosa seems to be against Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva says we only have a heter if you're drinking the water and you're saving yourself, but not to be used to passively kill somebody else. And the answer is no, from Rabbi Akiva, that's where we learn it from. Rabbi Akiva tells us that you should drink the water. Why should you drink the water? Because your pikuach nefesh precedes your friend. Your life comes first. So when it comes to being used as a kli to kill somebody else, your life also comes first. You're allowed to be used as a kli in order to save your own life because your life comes first. And there's no svar of my chazis because you're being passive. So that summarizes what we learned in the previous shiur. With this, we can explain the Hashmatas HaRambam of the Yerushalmi that's brought in the Hagos Maimonios, famous Yerushalmi. We've discussed many thousands of people and svarim have discussed this issue. The Yerushalmi, which is gebrengt in Hagos Maimonios, Perek Aleph, Mechos Vitzech, Halach Yudalid, Shechayev lahachnis atzmoi b'sofek sakona lahatzolas chavero. You have to endanger yourself, put yourself at risk in order to save your friend. And the poskim omitted this. The poskim omitted this halacha, that you have to endanger yourself in order to save your friend. Just a few addresses. Sma, Tafchavav, Sivkotten Beis, Pischei Tshuva there, Sivkotten Beis. Yeredeya, Simen Kuf, Nun, Zayin, Sivkotten Tesvav. Hameg She'ela, Kuf Chof Tes, Dalid, Kuf Mem Zayin, Dalid. Ayen Sham. So, we want to understand this Hashmata. Why does the Rambam omit this? So, based on what we said, the Svar of the Yerushalmi is like the Kesef Mishnah says over there. And Rotzeach 1:14, because Halavadai v'husafek. Why do you have to save your friend? Because he's Vadai in danger, and you're only Safek in danger. V'inyano sheish mitzvah satzal gam b'bikoch nefesh l'sfaras Rashi. According to Rashi, you have to save your friend even b'koch nefesh, even when your life is at risk in principle. Because God loves Jews. The only thing is we have Xeris HaKosav Chayecha Kodman. That to save yourself, you come first. You drink the water to save yourself. So that's all when we're dealing with a case of you being able to save your life definitely. You and your friend both are in danger, and you can save your life, which is indefinite danger, so you're allowed to do so. We have Xeris HaKosav of the Chayecha Kodman. Even though there is a mitzvah of Hatzalah, but Bikoach Nefesh, even though your life's going to be a danger, there's a mitzvah of Hatzalah, but if it's going to be you or your friend, so then you come first. But by Suffolk, Gabivade, there's no Kadima. Suffolk doesn't precede Vadare. You're only Besuffolk Sakana. And your friends Bivade Sakana, so there you don't come first anymore. We only have a Dinu Chayecha Kodman when it's your equal. You're both in definite danger, but not when your friends in Suffolk in that sure danger and you're only in Suffolk danger. So now we go back to the mitzvah of Hatzalah. Whenever there's a Jewish soul, you have to save the Jewish soul. Parenthetically, in Mitchas Chinuch Reish Lamed Zayin, which what we said is going to be Miyashiv, what he says. Akopana, but that's the Yisod HaDvarim, that's Rashi. Rashi holds that there's no Kadima when it comes to my friend being B'Safik, my friend being B'Vadei Sakana, Vani Rak B'Safik. Because there is a mitzvah of Hatzalah, as far as Rashi. Even when my life is in danger, just we have a Gzeres HaKasav, even though it's a mitzvah, Gzeres HaKasav, that Chayecha Kodmin. So that's all if we're both Vadei, but if my friend is B'Safik and I'm B'Vadei, Leka Endin Kadima. If my friend is Vadei Sakana, I'm only Safik Sakana, there's no Kadima, then I come first. Therefore, I have to save his life. That's the Svar, that's the Kesef Mishnah. That's the Yerushalmi, right? The Kesef Mishnah says, because he's Vadei and I'm Safik, and we explain this based on Rashi. But according to Tosfos, that says, that there's a din of Pikuach Nefesh, my Pikuach Nefesh, is Doicha Kol HaTorah Kula. It's my Pikuach Nefesh. That's what we learn from Rabbi Akiva, that my Pikuach Nefesh is Doicha, the Mitzvah of Hatzalah. My pikuach nefesh is docha kol haTorah kula. It's even docha the mitzvah of Hatzalah. According to Rashi, it's not about my pikuach nefesh, it's about nefesh achas miYisrael. You have to save nefesh achas miYisrael. Gzeres HaKasav chayecha kodman. But according to Tosfos, it's my pikuach nefesh. That's docha kol haTorah kula, and it's even docha safik pikuach nefesh. I have to do everything I can to save my life, even if Yanam is a safik and safik, even if it's only going to put me in Suffolk danger, it doesn't matter. Tosfos focuses on the Yachid, that his Pikuach Nefesh is Doicha. His Pikuach Nefesh means everything. And the Svar of Ma'achazes isn't Shaykh over here. He's not doing a Maisa, right? According to Tosfos, Ma'achazes only applies when you're doing a Maisa. So Hadar Dina, the Din comes back, that Suffolk Pikuach Nefesh is Doicha, Mitzvah Hatzalah. And Bitina Gemara, Esther Karka Olam, Haisa, before Dina Tosis to Beloi Maisit like your heart Val Yavur. Right, so we see in our Gemara that Esther was Karka Olam and therefore she was allowed to be with Achashverosh. Why? Because if there's no Mais involved, there's no Dina Harg Val Yavur. Now it's interesting, the Rambam doesn't bring this Lahalacha. As Reb Chaim points out, but the Chazon Ish writes in his Gilyonis, there's no raya that the Rambam doesn't hold this way. Ayin Sham, Divrei Chazon Ish. Akopanim, so you see that the Rambam holds, possibly, the Gemara holds, and there's no reason that the Rambam doesn't. I mean, it's not compelling that the Rambam doesn't agree, according to the Chazon Ish, the Rambam does agree, that there's no raya, the Rambam doesn't agree, that below Maisa there's no din of Yaharik Vayavor. And here, in the case of when your friend is Bivade Sakana and you're going to go into Suffolk Sakana to save him, that's Sheva Al Taisa, not to save him. Not to save him is Sheva Al Taisa. And Mamela, we understand the Psak of the Rambam. The Rambam is passing on like the Bavli. The Bavli says you can be passive. As long as it's below Maisa, there's no Din of Harg Val Yavor. So here you're being passive and you're not saving your friend. Was Bivade Sakana, and because it's going to put you in Suffolk Sakana. Because below Maisa, if you're not doing a Maisa, it's not called Yarg Vayavar over here. And therefore you're allowed to remain passive, like Tosfos says, for your Pikuach Nefesh. You have your own Pikuach Nefesh to worry about. It's in the Mela, you're allowed to save your own life. And you're not doing an Aveira because there's no Yarg Vayavar when it comes to when someone is passively not hurting his friend. someone is passively killing his friend. He's not doing anything to save his friend. That's not Yehar Gval Yavar. And here, you're Pikuach Nefesh, you're Safik Pikuach Nefesh, Zdocha, your friend's Vada. That's why the Rambam omitted it, not like the Yerushalmi, that you're Safik Pikuach Nefesh, Zdocha, your friend's Vada. That we just quoted a few minutes ago. From the Rabbaz, the Gabi had Salas, Chavei, Rabbi Sakonis, Eber, Deinu, Chayiv. You're not Chayiv to save your friend. It's going to endanger your limb. Where he leaves it at Tzarechi on the question of whether by other Averis, if there's a Sakonas Aver, if one's limb is endangered, should he be over the Avera, or should he endanger his limb? So based on what we explained, Bedas HaToisvus, that you're not saving your friend who's in danger because of the din of Pikuach Nefesh, because your life comes first. The question is there Pikuach Nefesh b'sakanas Eiver? But if it's a din that Hatzelas Atzma Kodemes, since it's a mitzvah of Hatzela, Gamal Eiver, like we see in the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvos Reish Sadi Zayin. So then your Hatzel is going to come first. So according to Tosfos, endangering your limb to save your life would depend on whether there's a Din Pikuach Nefesh B'Sakanas Eiver. If there is, then you save yourself. If not, then you risk your limb to save your friend. But if it's in a Hatzelas Atzmo Kodemus, there's a mitzvah of Hatzelas Atzmo even on someone else. Right? According to Rashi, there's a din, there's Xeris HaKasa, that you're saving yourself comes first. So there's a mitzvah to save yourself. We see in the Rambam. There's a mitzvah to save your Aver, like we see in the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos Latlos to say Reish Sadi Zayin. So therefore, Hatzelas Aver, the Hatzel of your Aver would come before saving your friend. Maybe we can say that Hatzelas Nefesh Adif Me Hatzelas Eiver Didei. Maybe you can argue that no, saving your friend's life is a greater Hatzelah than saving your own Eiver, like we saw before by Safik and Vadei. So even by Safik, there's a din Hatzelah, but your friend's Vadei overrides your Safik. So you also, your friend's life overrides your Eiver. And you would have to save him. So again, the Pischei Tshuva brings from the Radbaz that you're not chayiv. According to Tosis, it would be talif this din bikoch nefesh b'sakanas eiver. And if it's midin that your hatzela comes first, but maybe your hatzela only comes first when it's not your eiver against your eivers against your friend's life. Your friend's life would come first. Just like your friend's Vadai danger comes before your Suffolk danger, according to the Yerushalmi. Ayin b'zei baran b'ayin gimel omer aleph in the Sanhedrin. Rechem fishal perla in the Ratzages in Chafei. Kli chemda kabarshis kiseitze. So now it would appear that based on what we explained with Das HaTosis, the Sor of Maichazis is not a nidon al heter iser mishum pikuach nefesh. Right? When we talk about Maichazis, the issue is not if you're matir the iser of saving yourself for pikuach nefesh, because beside the iser and pikuach nefesh, your life always comes first. Your life comes first. We have a din of pikuach nefesh. You have to save your own life. Just as a svara atzmis, there's an independent svara without any kesher to the iser that you yifshar mitzad a svara larog kadesh lo lehareg misvara demaychazis. You cannot kill in order not to be killed. That's the svar of Ma'ir Chazis, who says your life is better. Maybe your friend's life is better. So you're not allowed to kill in order to save your own life. So it's a svara atzmis below kesha le'isr. Right? Does the Gemara talk about isr? No. Right? Says, who says your life is better? Maybe your friend's life is better. Who says your blood is redder? Maybe your friend's blood is redder. Lashon Aran b'Sanhedrin. De'eino b'din she'yatzi l'atzmo. It's not the din. It's not logical you should save your friend. It's not lawful that you should save yourself over your friend. It's not yosher, it's not tzedek. So since it's not bedin, there's no heter of pikuach nefesh on something that's not bedin. But the koyvei here is not the yisur v'tzicha, but rather is svar atzma shel eino din. Eino din. It's not proper. It's not the right way to take your friend's life and in order to save your own. Okay, Mirat Hashem, we are going to continue this next time. But now that we have a lot more to talk about, thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.